Open up your Bible this morning to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Read this verse 13. Yeah. Today I want to talk to you about the subject of Memorial Day also. And I appreciate Brother Vince coming and sharing from his heart about Memorial Day, because I haven't been in his boots. I haven't been where he's been. I haven't seen what he's seen. Been in a combat zone is not anybody's wish or dreams of being a part of. It's pretty scary. I want to honor those that have served in our military today. I want to honor the fallen today. And the thing about honoring the fallen, they're not here. They're in a graveyard somewhere, or they were never found. The bodies were never recovered in some places, in war zones. But I want to, the Bible says honor, to give honor where honor is due. And if there's anybody that deserves honor, it's our fallen. Yes. Our military men and women have crossed the waters, gone into foreign lands, and it wasn't one of their wishes whenever they graduated high school that they would go to Vietnam and get caught up in a political war. But they fought because that was their duty to this country and their love for this country. And the reason we should never forget is because these people are the heroes of today. Our heroes of today are not basketball stars, NFL quarterbacks, or baseball all-stars. They're not heroes. So many people look up to them and want to be like them. But a lot of people today have lost so much respect for our military. They've lost, in this country, lost respect and honor for the American flag. Some people burn it in our streets. I've often seen military people that were either a vet or whatever, when they see that flag burning, they usually come out of the shadows and they'll grab that flag and try to put that fire out, because they understand what that flag stands for. Yes. There was a lot of blood spilled on foreign lands and a lot of lives given because they loved the red, white, and blue. They loved the United States of America. They were truly honored and blessed to serve this country that we live in, with a land of freedom today, because they gave their life for this nation. Amen. And we don't ever need to forget what Memorial Day is all about. And so many people today are going to be at the lake or the beach or traveling, and they're going to be eating hot dogs and roasting marshmallows and riding on the lake. And they're not going to give one thought about really what Memorial Day is all about. That somebody lost their son. Somebody lost their daughter. They didn't make it home. So they can enjoy the holiday, the freedom that they have. Somebody lost their life. We don't ever need to forget that. We need to honor all of the people that have given their life for this country. And I want to encourage you, as your pastor, if you ever see anybody in uniform today while you're traveling or you're shopping or whatever you're doing, go out of your way to let them know you appreciate them. Amen. What they're doing, the sacrifices that were made. John chapter 15, verse 13, said, Jesus said, greater love hath no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. There's no greater love than this, for somebody to lay down their life for his friends. You know, when I think about Jesus, he laid down his life for his disciples. But not only were his disciples in his mind when he was bleeding and suffering and being crucified, but he was being crucified not only for his friends, but for the whole world. He paid the ultimate sacrifice on that day. And he said, there's no greater love. You can't love anybody anymore than to give your life for someone. Amen. And I often think about the wars that the United States have had. And I want to call to your remembrance some of them today, because I don't know what's going on in our school today, but they need to teach history. American history. They need to teach world history. People need to understand and know how you got to how the United States got to where we are today. And it wasn't because our enemies laid down. No, the United States rose up to defy enemies, foreign and domestic, to protect this land that we live in. Let's see where I want to start here. Here's one of the greatest tragedies that we could ever have, and that is to be forgotten. One of the greatest casualties and travesties of the day is the people have forgotten how we got to where we are today. A lot of these liberals would like for America and our culture to be changed, and they want to take down the statues. They want to remove our history from us so we won't remember those days. If you don't remember history, you will repeat history. So today, here is a list of most of the wars that that the United States has been involved in. Number one, Civil War. And approximately 698,000 people died, Americans, in the Civil War. The reason the casualties were so high in this war is because we were fighting each other. Think about it. 698,000 young men died in that war. Then moving on, there was a few more other wars, but I'm moving on up to World War I. In World War I, approximately 116,516 people died in World War I. In World War II, we lost 405,399 men and women in World War II. The Korean War, we lost 36,516 Americans in the Korean War. In Vietnam, we lost 58,220 men, women in the Vietnam War. In the Gulf War, the Iraqi War, 5,383 lost their lives. Approximately in that war. 2,400 Americans lost their lives in the war in Afghanistan. Then during those wars, there were epic battles on the battlefield. And some of those that come to my mind, there were many. Some of them were very, very hot. The island of Iwo Jima was a hot spot. The United States took about 20,000 Marines into Iwo Jima in about an island that was about 3 square miles, covered and bunkered down, the Japanese knew that if they lost Iwo Jima, that the war was going to be ended very shortly if they lost that. I know a man by the name of Rudolph Barrington, Sophie's grandfather, fought on that island of Iwo Jima. As a young man, a platoon sergeant, had to storm that beach and get ready to fight that day along with his friends that were on that amphibious boat headed into that beach. Normandy, the beaches of Normandy. There was over 5,000 Allied forces that died attacking the beaches of Normandy. Their ages were between 18 and 26. 2,500 Americans died attacking the beaches of Normandy, and over 5,000 wounded. I've often liked to think a little bit about, you know, when you see movies, war movies, and you see the real thing on by the, I think it's Smithsonian, that shows the actual people attacking these beaches and Iwo Jima, the real scenes. You can see those. But I remember one day watching a scene, and on one of these amphibious boats, they are getting ready to attack the beaches of Normandy or Iwo Jima. And these young men, a lot of them 18 years old, came straight out of high school. Papa Barrington didn't get drafted. He went and signed up because his country had been attacked. And he wanted to do what was right for his country. And that wasn't to stay home. He could have stayed home. He went and signed up. And he wanted to serve his country so badly. When they weighed him in to be a Marine, he didn't weigh enough. Therefore, they declined him. He went out and ate as many saltine crackers as he could eat so that he could, the next weigh-in, he would pass the weight test so that he could go fight and may not come home, knowing this in advance, went and ate all the saltine crackers he could eat so he could pass the test to be a United States Marine and go fight for his country. You've got to think about the sacrifices. These 18-year-old people, Papa was fresh. He didn't even graduate. He left high school. And after World War II, he came home and went back to high school and got his diploma. Y'all hear that? That tells me there is no quit in this man. No quit. A lot of people would have said, that chapter of my life is gone. Forget the diploma and just move on. Papa was older than the people that were graduating by 4 or 5 years now. He's sitting in there getting his diploma. But I often thought many a time when I see these amphibious boats and these young men sitting in there, and in just a few minutes, that door is going to open on that beach. They know what is waiting on them. They know that the Japanese or the Germans or whoever we were fighting are bunkered down on these beaches. And they have machine guns ready to blaze when they come out of that amphibious boat. And I look at these young men in this amphibious boat, and they're looking at each other. 18-year-old men. And I'm wondering what's going through their minds. They're probably thinking, you know, I never even had a real girlfriend. Never had been in love before. I may never get married. I'll never see my children. In just a few minutes, my life could be over. because hell is fixing to break loose when they open this door and they say, go, take that island. The sacrifices these young men made, never to see their dreams come true. The sacrifices they made to protect the United States of America. How can we ever forget what these young men and women have done for our country? They gave it all. A lot. I just read the numbers. Never got to see their dreams come true. They gave their life, and a lot of them gave it and wouldn't blink an eye to do it again. I've seen one movie, I can't remember the name of it, but they were attacking a house and somebody rolled a grenade in. And the guy looked around and his friends were there. So he jumped on top of the grenade. The grenade blew his insides out. He died, but he saved all those around him by jumping on that grenade. That's called unselfish love. That's called, there's no greater love than this. Amen. People today don't know what real love is. They ain't laying down their life for nobody. The only ones that I know that are going to be laying down their lives are people that are enlisted in the United States military, the armed forces. They know what may happen the day they sign that contract is I have to defend this country, foreign and domestic. I have to fulfill my duties. I have to obey the orders. I have to fulfill the mission, whatever that mission is. I have to be willing to give my life if that's what it costs. We don't ever need to forget that. I was thinking about, I used to work with a guy here in Madison, Georgia, a long time ago. And he was telling me about a battle that took place in Vietnam. It was called Hamburger Hill. Hamburger Hill happened in Vietnam on it started on May 10th, 1969. It was a 10-day battle. Sergeant James Spears said, when asked by a reporter, what was it like to be on Hamburger Hill? And he said, have you ever been inside of a hamburger machine? He said, we got cut to pieces by extremely accurate machine gun fire. Just ground up. So many people lost their lives on Hamburger Hill. To go back to unselfish love, on September the 11th, I believe it was the year of 2001, we were attacked by enemies that flew airplanes into the World Trade Centers. Most of us watched on the news of what had happened. We were watching the buildings burn and the metal began to get so hot that it began to melt, and they were ordering firefighters to go in to those buildings. And those firefighters went into those burning buildings knowing at any moment that building may collapse. On September the 11th, there were 343 firefighters from New York that had unselfish, unconditional love for people that they didn't know. But they went in to get those people out. And there was 25,000 people saved from those firefighters. But there were 343 lost their lives by going in to help, knowing when I go in, I may not come out. I'll never see my wife, I'll never see my kids again. But yet, they paid the ultimate sacrifice. There's been a lot of people that have fallen in many different ways, in war zones, police officers, others. But we never need to forget the high cost that they paid to give us our freedom where we could sleep at night. Somebody was on that wall watching while you were sleeping. Somebody was storming a beach or attacking the sands of Iwo Jima so you could sleep at night. So may we never forget the greatest love is to lay down one's life for his friends. We need to never forget a lot of things in our life. Jesus said, whenever you take communion, remember this, because I died for this. I died, I was crucified, I bled, suffered, and died on Calvary. When you take communion, he said, remember this. There's a lot of things that God told the children of Israel. Remember, remember that I brought you out of Egypt. Remember how I, with a great outstretched arm and with signs and wonders, I brought you out of Egypt. Remember. They said, remember this, and I want you to tell your children about this so they'll never forget what kind of bondage you were in and how I came and delivered you. Remember, remember. Today we need to remember how God has blessed us, how he has brought us out of so many different things in different circumstances, different tribulations, different sicknesses, different battles. We need to never forget what God has done for us. But tomorrow, we definitely don't need to forget those young men and young women from the ages of 18 to 26, they came back in a coffin. Vince said he seen them loading them up on the airplanes, draped with an American flag. May we never forget, church. Never forget. Stand with me this morning. If you're watching us this morning from media, it was our honor to come into your home once again. Tomorrow in America, we celebrate Memorial Day. This sermon was based a lot around the unsung heroes of America, the ones that lost their lives in so many different wars and battles. Remember, there's one that died on the cross for you. He didn't have to, but because of his love, the love of God held him to that cross. It wasn't the nails. But he loves you and he gave his life for you. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, call upon him by faith. Believe that he died on the cross and believe that he rose from the dead on the third day. If you accept him into your life, confess your sins, you shall be saved. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless.